Okay, so today's topic relates actually to Parshas Vayetze, yesterday's Parsha, and we're going to address the work ethic of the Jew. And we know that Yaakov had a very praiseworthy work ethic, and the Gemara actually makes reference to it. The Rambam actually, at the end of Hilchos Tzchirus, speaks about a work ethic. The last halacha in Hilchos Tzchirus tells us we have to follow that which Yaakov did, and he's really the paradigm of having a proper work ethic, integrity, and honesty, and not wasting a second, and not stealing at all, not only items, but in time. We're going to begin on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom, two lines from the bottom. And the issue at hand is really to analyze the responsibility of a Shomer Sachar. In fact, Yaakov was a Shomer Sachar. He was working either for a wife or he was working for money, but he was working and guarding Lavan's sheep, such a Shomer Sachar, and he's getting paid. A Shomer Chino Mino is chayv only in pshia, only in negligence. A Shomer Sachar is chayv in not only negligence, but gneva v'aveda, even when something is stolen or lost, but he's pater and onus. Okay. So what we're going to try to do is we'll see it's a very gray area when we speak about the chiyuv of geneva va'aveda versus the exemption of ones, and this will play itself out in a machlokas tanoim and a machlokas really lahalacha, but we'll paskin actually, we're going to be machmir, as we're going to see. Says the Gemara, two lines to the bottom side, you get him on alfim bava metzia. Hahu raya, there was a shepherd. Dahava karoi chevasa agudu denahar papa. He was herding, he was grazing the sheep on the banks of the river called Papa. Papa was the name of a river, so that's why it could be the name of a person, name of a river. Sarig chada minayu v'naflis lamaya. One of the sheep, or one of the animals, slipped and fell into the river, and fell into the water. He's grazing them on the banks of the river. There's a lot of grass there, and one slips in. Also, the Kame de Rabbah, he came in front of Rabbah, Upatre, and Rabbah exempted him. He says, you don't have to pay. He's a Shomer Sachar. He's being paid for guarding someone's sheep. The sheep falls into the water. He doesn't have to pay. Why? He's grazing them by the water, but that's where the grass is. The animal slipped in. So Omar, he explained, Rav explained his psak, my havele lemevad. What did you expect him to do? Turn over the page, decide to give him a base. Hanatar kinanatri inshi. He guarded the animal the way people normally guard the animal. That's what people do. He didn't do anything that was inconsistent with what people typically do. Look at the top Rashi. And Rashi therefore says, ve'ein ze aveda. Ela ones. This is not aveda, right? In other words, what wouldn't be geneva? There's not a category of geneva. Aveda means the animal's lost, right? What does it mean lost? So you have to recognize. We have to broaden that category to some extent. You have to recognize what that means, right? When we talk about aveda, so this would have been a potential aveda, but in this instance, it's not going to be considered an aveda. It's going to be an ones. Why? My havele lemevad. What do you expect him to do? Hanatar kananatri inchi. He guarded kidera hashomer, the way people normally guard animals. Very good. So now the Gemara says as follows: Amale Abaye elameata. Well, if that's the case, olemasa beidna daili inchi hachinami bedepater. If someone brought the animal into the city the time that people normally bring their animals there, you're going to tell me he's pater, right? Something happens to the animal. People, but listen, a lot of people walking around, right? The animal could be, you know, something can happen to it. Would he be put there also? Amale in, he says yes, because that's typical. That's what people do. People bring in all the animals at the same time. And yeah, maybe it's a little bit crowded, but that's what people do. So if anything happened to the animal under that circumstance, we would say he would be putter as well. What about the following? Gana perta bi'idna de gana winshi hachinami de putter. The shomer fell asleep on the job. Right? But it's at the time that people normally nap. If you were a shomer, people expect you to nap. You nap at this time. It's, you know, in the afternoon, the animals are taking a rest, so you also take a rest. Would he be putter if something happened to the animal got lost then? So Amar Le'in, he said yes. Said you'd be putter there too. Why? Once again, Hanatar Kananatri Inchi, that's the rule. He guarded the way people normally guard. So now the Gemara raises a question from a Braisa, Esve, Eluhim Onsin, Sheshomer Sacha Patrale, and these are the types of Onsin that a Shomer Sacha would be exempt for, Kagon, Vati Polsha, Vavati Kochem, Veshana Orim, Hikulifi Charev. This is a reference to Eov's children. And all of their belongings were taken. They were robbers came and bandits came and they took everything that belonged to them and they killed them. So there also, what happened? They should have been. If this is the example that we're giving, that you would be putter for, meaning what? People came upon you, they pounced upon you, and nothing I could do about it. They came with sticks and stones and guns and knives. What do you want me to do? That's where you're exempt. That's an onus. What does that imply? Anything else would not be an onus. So you're going to tell me taking a nap is an onus? If this is the example of an onus, can't be. So Amale, so he responded, Hasam bechazne masa. We're speaking about a chazan means a person in leadership, a person who takes a position of authority. The people who are in charge of the city, which means that there are higher expectations where there's a requirement of a superior type of custodianship when it comes to someone who is taking upon himself that position. That's where we speak about such an onus. That's an onus for the Chazan Ha'ir. Yeah, then we'll say, okay, the bandits came, what are you supposed to do? But if you're the Chazan Ha'ir and you're falling asleep on the job, you think about, I don't know, Lot at the Shar Ha'ir or something like that. You're going to tell me that guy's allowed to fall asleep on the job? He's supposed to guard the animals of the city? That's why he's there. So for someone like that, okay, people come armed, there's nothing you can do about it. But other than that, we expect you to take responsibility. Asvi, new question. Amasai Shomer Sacha Chayav Lishmor Arkadei Hayisi Bayo Machalanu Yichorev V'Kerach Balayla. Yesterday's parsha. What's the extent that a Shomer Sacha is supposed to guard the items? So what's the level of responsibility of his personal, of that custodianship? To the extent of what Yaakov said. What Yaakov say? Hayisi Bayo Machalanu. During the daytime, I was consumed by the heat. V'kerach b'alayla, and at night it was freezing. And you know what I did? I was out in the freezing night, and I was out in the heat of the day, and I wasn't napping, and I wasn't sleeping, and I was making sure that I was guarding all of the animals. That's the level of Shomer Sachar. What does that imply? If that's an onus, right? Anything beyond that, okay, if something happened, even in those circumstances, that would be an onus. But other than that, if you are falling asleep, you weren't out at night when it was cold, you're going to tell me that's onus? That's not onus. So how could Rabbah say, oh, it's all based on, you know, Kedah, my have a limit. What do you expect the guy to do? What do you mean? This is the way people normally watch. They take a nap every once in a while. Doesn't sound like that from Yaakov. Yaakov wasn't taking a nap. Yaakov is guarding day and night. So Amale Hasamnami Bechazne Masa. That's also speaking about where someone takes the position of authority for the city to guard everything of the city. So Amale Atu Yaakov Avinu Chazan Matahava. Was Yaakov Avinu he was the head of the city? What does it mean? He came to Haran, all of a sudden he's sitting at the head of the city, he's guarding all of the flocks of sheep. So the answer is yes. In that case, he did. So you know what happened? He says that's exactly what he said to Lavan. He said to Lavan, let me tell you something. I will have this type of work ethic, superior. I'm going to guard you the same way we have a Chazanei Masa, the leaders of the city, the person who takes the position to guard the city. He's going to watch a Shmira Ma'ula, a higher level Shmira than the typical of a Shomer Sachar. That's what I take upon myself as well. What does that imply? That the average Shomer, so again, Rab is trying to defend his position. Rabbah was saying, don't worry, you have the excuse, what do you expect the guy to do anyway? So the animal fell into the water, he was grazing, that's what people typically do. It's derech ha-shomrim, that's okay. How could Rabbah say that? When it comes to Yaakov, he says, no, there has to be this superior shomer yisei rasa. So the answer is, that's when you take upon yourself to be like the Chazan Ha'ir. Yeah.
Regular Shomer Sachar is trying to have a work ethic like Yaakov, where he works through his nap time, and then after the nap time, then he falls asleep when it's the normal time to work, but then it's not.
It's a great question. That's a good question. So I think that's the irresponsibility of the Ben Torah too. He's the guy who stays up till 2 o'clock in the morning to turn off the lights in the basement, and then he sleeps during morning seder. So the answer is Ezu Chacham Haroes Anolad. Right? You have to see the future. So the answer is, okay, I may need to take this nap when all the animals are sleeping, let's say, so maybe that's fine. Or I have them in the corral and I'm confident nothing's going to happen. I've trained myself that when I hear a wolf coming, the Mishnah speak later, one wolf, that's not onus. Two wolves, you can't, there's no way to get rid of them. So the same thing would be true here. You're right that maybe even there, Chazanei Demasa, there's no excuse. That's all. Okay. So that's the opinion of Rabbah. Generally speaking, unless you take upon yourself or there's an expectation of a higher level of a Shmira Me'ula, we expect Kide Natri Inshi, the Derech HaShomrim. And if you did that, then if something happened, that's Ones Yepatra. Skip down to where I have it bracketed. Rav Chista V'Rabba Barav Huna disagree. Lo sviru luhu hadarabba. They don't hold like Rabba. Why? Because their argument is like this. This is a Shomer Sacher we're speaking about. And the argument is, the Amri, you know what the owner of the animals can say? Lahach yavi lach agra. That's why I'm paying you. Linature linitirusa yiserasa. In order that you guard a higher level, a superior, a Shmira Me'ula. That's why I'm paying you. If not, you would be a Shomer Chinam. I would ask you a favor. I would expect a Shmira Pechusa. Says the Gemara, gives the story. Bar Oda Shavola have a Kamaver Chevasa Agam LeDinarash. Bar Oda was bringing his animals across the bridge of Narash. What happened? So he has a few animals that crowded around on the bridge. So one pushed the other, he fell into the and the sheep fell into the water. So what would you say? Well, how do people normally pass their animal? What are you going to do? All right, you bring them along, you bring them across the bridge. What else are you going to do? So we would argue in such a case, according to Rabba, the original opinion, this is natarkin and natriinchi. This is the way people normally guard their animals. Also, the comedy Rav Papa, the case came in front of our Papa, chivei. He said, you have to pay. This is not ones for which you're part of. Amalei. So you said, my havalila mevad. What do you expect of me? What more do you want me to do? Aha. So meaning, what's he arguing really? He's saying, but Rabba doesn't hold that way. Meaning, isn't that the tour of a Shomer Socher, exactly what the Gemara said earlier? What do you want me to do? This is a Derech HaShom. So watch carefully. Amalei, Iboilach la'avure chada chada. What you should have done is you should have brought them over the bridge one by one. Then you wouldn't have this problem. The fact that you didn't do that, that would have been a Shmira Me'ula. If you would have done that, and then something crazy would have happened, a bolt of lightning would have, come down and the animal would have scared and then it jumped off into the water, then I would have exempted you. That would really be onus, even for Chazan Masa. That would be onus, even for such a case.
Bring them by one, get more than two sheep.
Okay, so look, Amalei, so what did he say to him? Yadata bar achtech dematzi lemevad chadachada? Do you know anybody, people who are ro'im, who does that? I have 100 sheep, I would never get my work done, right? Who does that? So Amalei, kvar tzavchu kamayit kamach v'lo iko da'ashkach b'hu. Yeah, many people who preceded you have complained like that and cried out and say, hey, this is not fair. And guess what? We don't pay attention to them. That's the way it is. Shomer Sachar has to have the higher level of Shmira, and to the extent where it may impact you, you may say, okay, that's really, isn't this a case of onus? The answer is no. So you see from here, a huge machlokas. Very, very important to understand what's this exemption of onus? What does onus even mean? When we say ones, okay, it's under duress, ones, it's an accident. We use that word generally. It's circumstances beyond your control. What do you expect me to do? So it sounds like, I'll tell you what I expect you to do. I expect you to do something which is not normal, which is atypical, which is superior in nature, something that would have been almost unexpected of a regular custodian. But guess what? That's the way Rabba paskins. So now, Rav Chisda rather than Rabba Rav Huna. So we have Rabba, who says, regular onus, you're exempt. We have Rav Chisda, who says, no, I expect a higher shmira. So if you take a look, just to see a little bit about how we paskin, which is pretty important in such a case, I want you to turn actually to the last page first, just to see the she'iltos. Yeah.
I understand that the person guarding the city is probably somewhere that's more intelligent or someone that they trust. Wouldn't someone who's a regular shepherd just be someone who's maybe not the most intelligent person or someone that's... So why is that person being held to such a high standard?
So great question. So that's what Rabba would argue. And Rav Chisda would say, that's why I'm paying you basically like this. You know, let's take, take insurance. I'm just thinking as an example. You pay insurance, right? So what happens? Someone gets this crazy illness or something like that, right? Unexpected. There was nothing genetic in the family, and the person took care of him or herself, and something happened. So part of insurance is the insurance company going to say, well, that's ridiculous. That we never expected that time. We're not paying for this surgery or for this doctor's visit. So that's the whole purpose of insurance. That's exactly what it means. That's what I want to be insured. I want to know that if anything happens, you're going to pay for it. Now, it's worth it for them for me to pay for it. Why? Because the chances of those things happening to every person who's paying them insurance, right, are very slim. So in the end, they gain. The typical Shomer Sacher. I'm hiring myself out as a Shomer Sacher to God people. Do I end up making a good living? Sure I do. What happens every once in a while? An onus like this. It's not fair. That's part of the deal, is that even something crazy happens, you're going to have to pay. Now, obviously, if you did what we call a shmira me'ula, which we have to decide what that means. In this case, it means with the animals, making sure that they go one by one, as opposed to going all together or not napping, let's say. So, okay, so then already you'll be exempt. But that's part of the way it is. That's what it means to be paid. That's what the expectation. Yeah.
Could you argue the opposite and be like, oh, the regular lower level shomer sachar has so much time in their hand because they're only watching like this certain amount of sheep, while the guy who's the higher level is watching probably so many more and like has the higher level?
Yeah, I hear that. You could say that. You know, we're going to talk about different types of shomer. One of the issues we'll talk about is maybe if we have a chance of the shomer aveda, which we also consider a shomer sachar. But we'll get to that maybe hopefully soon. Okay, take a look at the shiltos on the last page. I underlined it. This is the Shiltos Rav HaChayigon in Parshas Vayetze. Look what he says. I have an underline. V'nignava, in the middle. O avda, if the animal then is stolen or lost, so this is our Shomer Sacher, we know is going to be chayv in such a case, mechayv l'shlume, he has to pay. Uboi l'meisav bahada lintura b'yamama uvalelia. And he has to ensure that he's guarding the animal during the daytime and during the nighttime. What do you mean nighttime? The animals are resting, they're sleeping, he should be able to sleep. Sounds like, no, I have to make sure somehow that they're guarded. Maybe I can fall asleep, but I have to make sure that they're protected. D'hachi ashkechan b'Yaakov avinu. D'amar le'lelavan natris la'anach. I'm going to guard your sheep, b'imama uvalelia. So there's the pasuk. But interestingly, I want you to realize what's happening here. What Yaakov was doing, according to Rabba, was beyond, right? Was excessive, was considered praiseworthy. I'm going to take upon myself to be like the Chazan Mata. What the Shiltos is telling you is that no, that's the expectation of every Shomer Sachar. And we're quoting this pasuk of Yaakov, that Yaakov, that's not an Esve. The Gemara said, oh, Esve, looks like Yaakov had to do a lot more than you expect, Rabbi. Rabbi, you say Derech HaShomim is sufficient. Yaakov did a lot more than that. So what would Rav Chisda say to that Bryce? Rav Chisda would say, that Bryce approves that I'm correct. That supports my opinion. Yaakov is doing exactly what we expect. And if something happened, he would have to pay for it. Yaakov wasn't doing anything extra. That is the Jewish work ethic. That's what's expected of a Shomer Sachar in general. That is the opinion of the Shiltos. So if you take a look, not everyone agrees to that. Okay? If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, okay, if you turn a couple of pages after that, or before that, rather, the Shita Mekubetzes says before, it looks like this. He quotes from one of the Rishonim. It's a little bit cut off there. But look what he says. He finds it very difficult to assume that a person has this level of Shemitah. To give the example, let's say, I would be chayiv to do what? I would be chayiv to guard the animal, let's say at night. So I have to put around, some claim, a mechitza shel barzel. The Ramban speaks about this. What do you mean? A wool made of iron. The animal can't get out. Then if something happened, okay, then I would be exempt. Mechitza shel barzel, really have to do that? So guess what? According to Rav Chisda, yes. And according to Rabba, no. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. He says, one second, he wants to be mechalek between... it's underlined there. Bein Baalei Chaim, right? And then Lishmor Kalim. So look at the line. Ki Harishona. See the line begins Harishona? Ki Harishona Bekesef O Kalim Namra B'Shomer Chinam. You look in the Chumash. Interesting, a beautiful idea, he says. If you look in the Chumash describes the Shomer Sachar. The Shomer Chidam, the Shomer Sachar, and the Shoel. So what examples does the Torah furnish for each of them? What items are they watching? So look what he says. He says, when it speaks about the Shomer Chidam, the Torah says, Ki tein ish l'reihu kesef o kelim lishmor. What are you giving him? Right, you're giving him kesef or kelim, vessels of money. V'hashniyah b'balei chayim b'shomer sachar. But afterwards, when it speaks about a Shomer Sachar, what is the example the Gemara gives that you're giving a Shomer Sachar? You're giving him animals. Why would the Torah do that? Parshas Mishpatim. Why would the Torah do that? When it comes to Shomer Chinam, it speaks about giving the metaltalin regular types of items like money or vessels or utensils. And here, when it comes to the Shomer Sachar, we speak about animals. So look what he suggests. He says... That's exactly what our Gemara was speaking about. Think about it for a second. If you are guarding someone's money or their vessels, would you have to say, I was so diligent. I was so responsible. I gave it a shmir ma'ul. You know what I did? I was up all night watching your money. I wouldn't sleep. I was watching. I made sure nothing happened. Really? The Gemara says, you know what you could do for money? You want to really hide it? So dig it in the ground, right? And put it and hide it in the ground. So you have to be worried. Even if someone breaks into your house, you're going to be worried they're going to find that? They're not going to find that. I have a kli, I'm watching someone's utensil for 2 weeks. Whatever it is, some jewelry. Okay, so I hide it. I have to be worried something's going to happen. No one would ever say, oh, it was freezing at night, and it was during the day, it was boiling hot during the day, and I was guarding it from day and night, but that I wasn't resting. That's ridiculous. No one would expect you to guard kesef o kelim like that. What do you have to guard like that? Animals. Animals move around. They can, you know, jump out the window. Who knows what's going to happen? You never know. Animals can find themselves anywhere, right? A woman was bitten by a scorpion on United Airlines today, or yesterday. You didn't see that in the news? Exciting. There was a scorpion that made its way from San Francisco to Atlanta, and she was taken to the hospital. I think she'll be okay. But scorpion on United Airlines, just to let you know. Okay. Anyway, so you never know, right? Comes to animals. So here we go. So look on. And here comes an amazing point. Va'od. Let me give you a little background to this. The Gemara has in Bava Kamma and other places a machlokes. What the status is of a? I'll give one example. What we call a shomer aveda. What happens? You lost an item, and I found it. I found an animal. Let's say you have your dog Fido was lost, and I found him, and I brought him home. Okay. So what's the halacha regarding a shomer aveda? What kind of shomer am I? Am I a shomer chinam? It looks like I'm a shomer chinam because you lost that item. I'm going to watch it until I find you. I'm going to feed him and bathe him until I find you. And hopefully I'll get in touch with you and I'll get your dog back to you. But until then, I'm a shomer. Says Rav Yosef against Rabbah. Says Rav Yosef, you know what you are? You're a shomer sachar. Why are you a shomer sachar? Because, listen to this. Because the once every maybe Sunday that someone knocks on the door and is going to be asking for tzedakah, it's called the pruta d'Rav Yosef, you don't have to give it. Why? Because you're osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. How much money are you going to save? I don't know, $20, $100, something like that. Let me ask you a question. Do you think anyone's going to take upon themselves to be a shomer aveda if the shomer aveda is expected on, maybe other than animals, is expected to not sleep? Is that something we expect of someone? I want to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So take a look what he says. He says, Va'od, Heich yihyeh ha-malveh al-amashkon shomer sachar mishum pruta de-Rav Yosef. And Malveh al-amashkon is another example, is a malveh on Aveda as well. Umishum davar muat kazeh mischar yischayev lihiyos yoshev umishamer ha-mashkon. I'm going to have to sit. Again, it's mashkon and Aveda is a similar case. I'm going to have to sit and wait and guard this thing for what? For a couple of pennies that I save? You're going to call me a shomer sachar? And I have to. I understand that it's sitting in my house and I can go on and do my own thing and once in a while someone knocks on the door, I'll be exempt, but at least I'm, you know, okay, what do I really need to do for Shomer Aveda anyway? If I have an item, special is not an animal. I put it off to the side and everything's fine. Okay, that I'll be willing to do that to save a few bucks from the anim who come to the door. Okay, all right. Vitema gadol, next line after the period. Ech sasmu gaone olam devarim velo pirish bedavar zeh. So, bezedavar. So, he claims that there's a difference between animals and kalim. So, right now, you have really three opinions almost. You have an opinion that says, like Rabbah says, you watch the derech hashomrim, you're exempt, that's called an onus. Says Rav Chista, no, it's not. You want to be an onus? You have to go to the nth degree, we have to go to an extreme, and then we'll, okay, you pass the animals one by one, and then something happens, and then they'll be exempt. And then maybe the difference between animals on the one hand and Kesev and Kalim on the other. Maybe with most items, if I'm a Shomer Sachar on items, I can follow the opinion of Rabbah. I'm not expected to do more than that. It's the animals I'm expected to do more, and that may answer Yaakov, because Yaakov is speaking about animals. Yaakov wasn't giving you the general rule for all Shomer Chinah of Shomer Sachar, but rather what the rule is for Shomer Sachar on animals, they will have to follow the opinion of Rav Chista. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? So turn over, or whatever that is, it looks like this. Says Shulchan Aruch, in Halacha Yud Aleph, in Simon Shin, is this Shin Gimel? Should be. Okay? It says like this. Yroer shomer sachar shehevir habehemos al hagesher. V'dachafa achas mehen lechaverta. This is the case, right? Halacha Yirav. It's circled over here. Our case. He's bringing them across the bridge. One pushed the other one. V'nafla l'shibolas nahar. Hare zechayev. Who do we paskin like? Like Rav Chista. He's chayav for that. Why? Shehoyolo lahaviram achas achas. Wow. You know what you spot? You should have done that. But that's crazy. No one does that. Too bad. That's what we expect of you if you want to be exempt for a case of onus. Why? She'ein hashomer notel schar elo lishmor shmira meula. Right? He only gets schar to be shomer shmira meula. Hoil upasha bishmirasan bitzchila veheviron keechad afa pishenenat sufis anfila harizechayev. He says the expectation is that you have to be shomer ushmir meula, and that's something that you have to have at the very beginning. Even if you'll say that an ones happened at the end, but there's a rule. If in the beginning there's a certain degree of negligence on your part, even if the end and ones happen, there's nothing we can do about it. That's your fault. However, the ktsos achoshim, the ktsos on the bottom, has a very, very fascinating distinction. And this really goes to the very core of the category of geneva va'aveda that we speak of. When we speak about the animal falling off the bridge, so we've been talking about, that's an example of an aveda, right? The animal falls off. We're trying to figure out, the animal being knocked off the bridge, is that ones or is that aveda? Notice, it's not geneva. It's clearly like it's not geneva. Animal's lost, but it's not stolen. So we speak about shomer sacha being chayv in geneva va'aveda. So what are we talking about? And what ones would we say that a shomer sacha would be pater from? So let's go to geneva, for example. The Gemara says explicitly in many places that a shomer sacha is pater on what we call listen mizuyan. What are listen mizuyan? Armed bandits. If someone comes with a gun to the guy who's watching the sheep, say, give me the sheep or I'll kill you. So the halacha is that if he gives him the sheep, he's allowed to save his life, and he doesn't have to, and he's going to be exempt. That's ones. Hold on. It was stolen. Isn't that geneva? No. That geneva is what? That's ones. That's ones. But a classic geneva, when something is stolen versus something's lost, is there a way to view one of those, geneva and aveda, one of them being closer to pshia and one of them being closer to ones? Are geneva and aveda really, I know they're in the same category. They are. And we know the shomer chinam is chayiv in those and the shomer sacher is pater in those. That's all true. But are geneva and aveda really the same? Would you be able to say that, you know, something being stolen is more like this and something being lost is more like that? What do you think?
Isn't the real difference just the fact that my life's in danger?
No, but wait, geneva, no. Let's say geneva, I'm talking about it's not in danger. Meaning, you have someone broke into the house, right? They're not armed, or someone, right? And they happen to be stolen. So is my life in danger? Oh, let's say they're not armed. Something's lost. So what happened? I don't know, I lost it. Which one of those sounds like, yeah?
Aveda.
Okay, so let's take a look. So take a look at the Ksos. He says like this. He says, I have it on the second column there. V'hama'ayin b'gmara daf tzadi gimel lo amru klal lishna nignava. Notice, all of the examples we keep giving in the Gemara on tzadi gimel are all Aveda examples. V'hachi amri. This is what it's showing. They're going to say, Hai Raya, the shepherd, Sharech Adaminayu, it slipped, Vinaflis Lemaya, it fell into the water, Asa Lekami Derava, Upatre, Amar Le, Mai Have, Amar Mai Have Leman. What do you expect the guy to do? Hanatar Kananatri Inshi, Amar Le Abaye, Elameata, Olamasa Be'ina Da'ili Inshi. Oh, you came into the city at the time, Hachinami Departer, Amar Le In, he says yes. What about Gana Purta Be'ina Deganu Inshi? He fell asleep, Hachinami Departer, Amar Le In, he says yes. Velo his Kiru Sham Nignava. There's no example of it being stolen from the Shomer Sachar, V'kai Ba'aveda. It's only Aveda. Ki Hai Desharek Chada Minayu Departer, Ali Deones. Like the guy who slipped, that he would be pater if it were an ones. The rabba chashiv le ones. Rabba thought that was ones. Vabayi svira le deloav ones. Kishomer sachar dahave le lenatra in itirusa yisera. He should have guarded it. He should have guarded it in itirusa yisera. A higher level shmira. Aval biganeva. Afilu le rabba. Dechashiv le ones, afilu le rabba, dechashiv le ones, chayav, kevon, dechol geneva, dechol geneva, kurova, la ones. all genevas are closer to onus. Wow. Look what he says. He says, you know why the Gemara doesn't talk about geneva? Because geneva is close to onus. And the entire machlokus between Rabba and Rav Chisda is only in these examples of aveda, the animal slipping off or something happened. Why? That's closer to pshia. Closer to pshia, that already, I understand why there's an opinion of whom? Not Rabba. I understand the opinion of Rav Chisda that what? Not usually one by one. That's okay. Don't tell me what do you expect of me. I'll tell you what I expect of you. But nowhere in the Gemara there are examples of geneva. Why? For that very reason. Because geneva is closer to ones, and all geneva examples would may fall into the category of the list in mezuyah, even if he's not armed, and understand it that way. If you don't hold that ksos, you would say no. Only an armed robber is an example of ones. Any other geneva, where the person's not armed, too bad, that's your fault. But the ksos is machalik. So you have different ways to understand what's happening in the Gemara. Black and white, you could very simply say have a machlokus between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rabba says there's a responsibility of a shomer sachar to guard as kedanatri inchi, as the derech hashomrim. And if you know, and if you did that, so then you'll be potter in a case of onus. And then, what are you going to say about Yaakov Avinu, who seemed to watch everything to a great extent? That was, he took upon himself to do that. That's not typical. What about the following? What about Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, no, that's why I'm paying you, to do a higher level Shmira. That's what I'm expecting of you. And therefore, that's his opinion. But some Rishonim will say, maybe I can be mechalik between, even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rav Chisda, maybe I can be mechalik between animals and everything else. Where animals, I have to be more careful. And that's why Yaakov was more careful, because it was animals. But by Kesef or Kalim, come on, it's so easy to guard them. It's very simple that he would be putter. Maybe I should be mechalik between Geneva and Aveda. Geneva, I understand you'd be putter. These are examples of Aveda, and we can be mechalik between those two. Either way, it's critical to keep in mind when we talk about a work ethic, the important lesson of putting in the time that I'm supposed to. I'm not always a shomer on things. Sometimes I'm a shomer on my own job. My job is I have to guard to ensure that custodianship. What's expected of me in the time where I'm at work? How much time at work do I have the right to be responding to things unrelated to work? Today, you can be at work. Your body is at work, and your mind and your fingertips and your phones could bring you anywhere. And you could be involved in multiple activities that are unrelated to work. So there's obviously an understanding. People have a lunch break, X amount of time, and they may be doing work at home versus doing work at certain things are pending. Certain things have to be done immediately. That's all true. But we have to think about Yaakov Avinu, who really is the paradigmatic figure when we speak about having the proper work ethic, and we put in the time. What am I hired to do? I can ask, how much free time do I have? Am I allowed to respond to this? Am I allowed to take care of this when I'm at work? That's something we need to know, and it's something we need to ask, because every moment of time we cannot be stealing from our employer. And that's a responsibility, that's a proper responsibility of every Jewish worker. The truth is, it should be a responsibility of every worker in general. Okay, we'll stop here.